Every day with Jesus. The Beatitudes. Day 155. Most misunderstood beatitude.
Bible reading from Luke, chapter 6, verses 27 to 40. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. He also told them this parable. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into a pit? The student is not above the teacher. But everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher.
The fifth beatitude, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy, is quite different from the ones that precede it. In the first four, there is a contrast between the need and the fulfillment. The poor in spirit receive the kingdom. Those who mourn are comforted. The meek inherit the earth. Those who hunger and thirst are satisfied. But in the fifth beatitude, the theme changes. The merciful will be shown mercy. It is as though we cannot receive mercy without first giving it. We must move carefully here, for no beatitude has been more misunderstood than this one. There are those who take these words to mean that we can only be forgiven by God to the extent that we forgive others. They bring alongside this beatitude such passages as, "Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us," from Luke chapter 11, verse 4. And, "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart." From Matthew chapter 18, verse 35. Putting all these scriptures together, they claim that it is the clear meaning of the Bible that we are forgiven by God only to the degree that we forgive others. If this is so, then salvation is by works and not by grace. We must never interpret scripture in a way that contradicts other scriptures. What our Lord means in this fifth beatitude is that when we demonstrate mercy to others, we make it possible for God's mercy to penetrate deeper into our own lives and personalities. The act of giving makes us more able to receive.
Giving makes us more able to receive. O Father, help me not to stumble over this truth. Show me that although my forgiveness of others is not a condition of salvation, it must be a consequence of it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.